Yeshaya Perk Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav Ilu Nishma Savi Mori Pesal David Ben Avraham Nata. We are in the middle of the harsh prophecy, the burdensome prophecy about Babylonia. It's interesting to note that Babel is not a threat yet in the time of Yeshaya. It's going to be hundreds of years before Babel looms large. But as the empire that will crush Assyria, the Ibn Ezra points out that Babel is a historical continuation of Ashur's widespread influence and destruction. And just as Ashur was a tool in the hands of Hashem, Babel will be Hashem's tool to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But ultimately, as we saw in the previous psukim, Persia and Media, Paras u'Modai, are going to be a tool in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy Babel. Halilu, lament. So it's not Hallel, it's not sing Shira, but rather sing Seikinos. So this is a word to Babel, that Babel should mourn for what is to come, even though they haven't become great yet at all. So the question is, do you mortgage your whole future for a number one draft pick to win one Super Bowl? And then, are you down for 20 years after that because you blew the whole thing, as the Los Angeles Rams seem about to do, for those who follow football? Or should you mourn before it starts because you see where the ending is going to be and it wasn't worth it? So the Yom HaPeronios is coming from Hashem, says Mesudas David. So mourn, wail, Ki Karov Yom Hashem, because the day of God is near. It's coming. Kishod Mishakai Yavo, like a raid from the Almighty, it will come. Ki Yom Biza, Rashi says, showed like a shud. It's a terrible thing. It's a disaster from the Almighty. Zayin al-Kain kol yodayim tirpeno. So all, therefore, all hands will grow weak, will grow feeble. V'chol levav enosh imos. And the heart of every mortal man will melt. Enosh is different from Adam. I believe, if I remember correctly, it's a step up. So the throng of the combat army that is coming from a distant land is going to weaken everybody in great fear. All their hearts will melt within them. Ches v'niv halu. Interesting, it's a shalsheles trup, which you don't ordinarily see in Nach that often. But v'niv halu, there will be a behala. There will be a panic. And perhaps the shalsheles is a very appropriate trup for the panic. Also, we see the same trup on Vayismama, where you hesitate. You panic. So maybe you're frozen in fear. Maybe that could be the trup connection. Tzirim v'chavolim yochezun. Pangs and throes will seize them. Oy, chaval. Kayoleda yichilun. Like a woman who is giving birth, like a woman in her confinement and labor. They will writhe yichilun. Chilur ada yochezun. We say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Unasana Tokef. This out of control, Yisurei Isha HaKora'as Leleid, like a woman who is crouching to give birth and has having contractions and pains, that's how the people are going to feel. Ish El Reyehu Yismahu, each man will be amazed at his neighbor, at his fellow, Pnei Lehovim Pneihem, and their faces are faces of flames. So Rashi says, Shepneim Tzehuvim, they'll be yellow out of the incredible fear that their faces in flame, they're horror struck by each other. They're paralyzed. Their faces will be red, says the Mamloes, from fear. So they'll change color. Their partsuf will look different. Tes hine yom Hashem ba. The day of Hashem is coming. But it's not a great day for the people who are the victims of it. Achzori ve'evra v'charonaf. Again, several of the shonos that we say in the Haggadah. Evra bozam v'choriyav. But in this case, achzori, cruel with wrath and burning anger. Achzorius, cruelty. Now, normally we do not connect the word cruelty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a day of cruelty. The destruction is going to be swift and cruel and wipe out the Babylonian people. And perhaps the cruelty meted upon them is Mida Keneged Mida, because we see in Eicha the tremendous cruelty that they levied on the Jewish people and innocent people at that. Babies and Bachurim and Na'aros, Basulos, Zekanim. So the cruelty rebounds. Losum Haaretz Lishama. The Chata'eha Yashmid Mimena. To make the land desolate, Shmama, and its sinners, the sinners of the land, he shall destroy from it. But this isn't Eretz Yisrael. This is Bavel. So the sinners of the land of Babylonia are going to be destroyed. Yod ki chokvei hashamayim uksi lehem lo yehelu oram. Because the stars of the heavens and its constellations will not allow their light to shine, to illuminate. Bavel was tremendously into astrology and to using the stars to guide them. But the stars are going to be dark. They're not going to have that guidance that they looked for, the heavenly signs that showed Babylonian supremacy. If you read the story of Tisha B'Av, you know that there were heavenly signs of the coming Churban, the sound of a great gate closing, the sounds of screaming in advance before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But now, no light at all from the heavens. Choshach HaShemesh B'Tseiso. The sun has gone dark in its coming forth in the morning. So Yareach Lo Yagia Oro. And the moon will not shine its light at night. And if you know a little bit of physics, you know that the light of the moon is really just the reflected light of the sun. So if the sun is going dark, then the moon is going dark as well. So Yeshaya is hinting a little bit about the physical reality, that if you're not getting any comfort from up above, there's going to be nothing. The Or is not going to be Chozer, says the Malbim. And all of the heavenly signs of their success will have gone dark.